Well, good morning, Aldersgate United Methodist Church. It's May. We made it to a new month and closer to the hope of worshiping in our beloved church again really soon. For now, we gather in spirit. I'm grateful for those who make this online platform of worship possible each week as a way to keep us connected. May it continue long after our return to church as a way to connect those unable to be with us in person. On this fourth Sunday of Easter, our scripture reading comes from John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits." But the sheep did not listen to them. "I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I come that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is the word of the Lord. As I read today's passage from John's Gospel, I found myself hearing all the sounds as the scripture unfolds. The creaking gate as it swings open, the voice of the shepherd calling out to the sheep, the mounting tension via background music as the thief enters from another way. Suddenly I realize, I'm not just hearing the gospel story. I'm stuck in another Garrison Keillor broadcast of Prairie Home Companion. Many a Saturday evening, I would join my parents in their living room to listen to NPR's hour of stories, song, and incredible sound effects as Keillor told jokes, shared lessons, and created images with sound. I was utterly mesmerized with the talent of his cast as they brought narratives to life with sound instead of picture. My ultimate sermon sharing accomplishment would be to create the same experience for you here today. If only I could capture Keillor's magic and draw you into the readings with sound, bringing this pandemic second best platform of preaching to a whole new level. But alas, I don't have a spiritual sound effects team, just a few squeaky doors in my house, and a barking dog that doesn't sound anything like a bleating sheep. I'm puzzled by the notion of why sound is so pivotal in the scripture reading in particular. At first, I thought it might be because the sounds associated with swinging doors or opening gates are with us every day. And who isn't drawn to the sounds of animals, nature, and the great outdoors? However, the leading sound in this brief parable from John's Gospel is the voice of the shepherd. It carries with it the assurance Jesus is among us and will lead us to well-being if we but listen and follow his voice. Jesus begins in this passage by explaining to his followers that the sheepfold is where the flock is protected by night. It's an enclosure, often with stone walls, where several shepherds bring their flocks, and where one gate is tended by a gatekeeper, a way to keep the thieves out. Seems straightforward enough. But then he goes on to point out to these Pharisees that this is all a metaphor of sorts, a way to explain God's relationship to Jesus and Jesus' relationship to the disciples. He goes on to simplify things for them, saying something similar to, "What I'm saying is, I'm the gate. I'm the way that you might have life. I'm the good shepherd that lays down his life. It's my voice that you should follow and none other. I will lead you to God." I can just hear the Pharisees saying, "Oh, now I get what you're saying. It's not about sheep and sheepfolds and gates, per se. It's more about following Christ and listening for God's voice. Why didn't you just say so?" And that's where I find myself wrestling with today's scripture on a more personal level. How exactly do I know I'm hearing the voice of my shepherd? The scripture reading implies sheep know the voice of their master alone and follow none other. I wish I had such astute listening abilities. I'm constantly questioning, is that God's voice I'm hearing or my own? Hearing God requires listening, and the first place one often goes to hear God's voice is through Scripture. By listening deeply, we notice how holy passages speak to each of us individually. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me." What Psalm 23 says to me today, now, may be quite different than what it says to you today, right now. We are all journeying in different ways, in varied circumstances. It's those nuances in what we hear, when we need to hear it, which speaks to our discussion today. We hear God's voice when we embrace what we're hearing as uniquely spoken to us. That's God's voice. God's voice may also be present through other Christians' counsel, through fellowship with other believers, or even by means of a chance remark from a passerby. Any circumstance in which we find ourselves may be the occasion for God to speak a word to our heart. Sometimes I hear God's voice in music, and not necessarily music with words. I remember distinctly the first time I heard Vivaldi's Four Seasons. I was a young 20-something trying to find my own way in the world. My roommate at the time was quite a character. She was the same age as me, but clearly born in a different time. She loved Humphrey Bogart movies and classical music. She smoked Camel cigarettes and had a thick Jersey accent and had no concept of time. We were opposites in so many ways. She was the last person I'd ever expect to reference in a sermon as a life changer. And yet, when she turned on Vivaldi and I heard this exquisite composition explode with texture and movement, I knew I was hearing something beyond human tone. I was hearing staccato raindrops and deep bass thunderstorms, fast flourishes of light and energy, and new life emerging from stringed instruments like never before. I was transfixed. This particular piece of music was my first experience with receiving God in the unexpected. It was just as today's scripture reading said, I was hearing my shepherd's voice. Where do you hear God's voice? Is it in the pesky woodpeckers rapping on a hollow tree trunk? or the voice of a friend calling just when you needed it most? How about in poetry or prose? If we listen, the shepherd calls to us in the unusual and the mundane, the most unique and the simplistic, the truly blessed and the often cursed. We don't need to be outside the sheepfold, or as it's commonly called today, outside of quarantine, to hear God speak to us. We can enter into the intimacy of God's grace wherever we reside, however connected or separated we might be from one another. I didn't have to go searching for the pesky woodpecker this past week. He came to me in all his raucous glory. He met me where I was and took me out of my gloomy introspection and into a state of reverent appreciation. I invite you to explore your personal house of worship this week. Walk through the rooms of your house, apartment, backyard, or makeshift dwelling and listen. What do you notice? Do the floors creak? Can you hear sounds of nature or neighbor or pure absolute silence? What sounds bring comfort in new or familiar ways? Step out of your routine and into newness and see if you notice anything. As the hymn, "You Are Mine" by David Haas assures, I will come to you in the silence. I will lift you from all your fear. You will hear my voice. I claim you as my choice. Be still and know I am near. May the love and grace of God speak to you this day, and may you forever hear God's voice in all of life's mystery. Listen with the ear of your heart. You are called. Amen.